It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, let's hop into it.
Michigan's COVID recruiting violation penalties have been released by the NCAA. 3 years probation, a fine, recruiting restrictions, and 1 year show cause for five individuals.
So besides the show causes for five individuals, which I it's not anybody that important. This is a complete slap on the wrist. This doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. I do think Jim Harbaugh was not going to stick around to see the end of this. That's why he's ultimately with the Chargers now. That's why he moved on. The only thing I can say is this is only one of two different parts of violations that they're going to have to deal with the NCAA. We know about the cheating scandal and the Connor Stallion scandal. That's a completely separate case altogether. I'll say this, though. As much as I think this is a slap on the wrist, this isn't good for Sharon Moore.
No.
Taking over in year one after winning a national championship. Having recruiting violations, having to deal with a fine, having to deal with probation and the NCAA breathing down your neck for 3 years, that's not fun for him. I still have some hope that Sharon Moore can get something done because he's going to keep the same style of ball they played under Jim Harbaugh. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play defense. They're going to do those types of things. But these do hamper his ability as a head coach, at least a tad bit. And now when you add the Connor Stallions' potential penalties coming down, it may be a little bit more for him. That's the only thing I can say about this. It frustrates me for Sharon Moore in year one trying to take over a reigning national champion.
Yeah, I think that this is one of the main reasons, too, that before the season even started for Michigan, you and I were discussing how it's more than likely Harbaugh's last season. And one of the main reasons was because it felt like all of these violations were going to come down after this season. And then on top of it, you sprinkle in the sign-stealing scandal. And yeah, it makes a ton of sense why Harbaugh decided to leave and jump to the NFL. And it's unfortunate that Michigan is now having to deal with these things. But at the end of the day, I do hope that the next thing is still kind of a slap on the wrist. I don't think they need to crush more in Michigan for the sins of the past.
Yeah, for when Jim Harbaugh's not there anymore.
Right.
That's the only thing that bothers me. And maybe Sharon Moore played a big part in the COVID recruiting scandal, whatever.
He probably did.
But, like, yeah. Also, you take you are told what to do from the highest power. And Jim Harbaugh clearly had a hold on everything that was going on. And a lot of the people under him just followed suit. So I don't like the NCAA coming down on a school who has a new regime and a new head coach. So that's frustrating to me. But it really isn't that big a deal. 3 years probation, they can get through that. They've done it before. A lot of good schools have done that before. Fine, they have more than enough money to probably pay that fine. Recruiting restrictions only mean so much in this day and age because in the end of the day, okay, maybe you have three less in-home visits. But if you tell those guys to come to campus for an official visit and tell them how much NIL money they're going to get, they probably will still fall in line and end up coming to Michigan. So I think at the end of the day, this isn't that big of a deal. But they do have to wait for the Connor Stallions decision to come out as well. And maybe that will add to this and make it a little bit worse.
I don't expect that to be anything with too much teeth, especially based on this one. And I will say that this continues the trend, too, I think, of schools would trade, you know, 3 years probation, a fine, recruiting restrictions, and 1 year show
very
clause
much
for some guys that don't really matter for a national championship. You would make that trade 10 out of 10 times.
100%, yeah. I mean, if you're going to get in trouble, make sure you win a national championship along the way. I think that's a fair bar.
The WNBA draft is last night, and of course, Caitlin Clark went number one. Gabe, I found myself this morning looking at WNBA draft grades. Women's basketball is rough. I am fired up for the next season.
You know how many people I've talked to where they're like, oh, I actually knew the WNBA draft was going on last night, and I tuned in for a second. Good.
I feel like for the first time, I knew pretty much every single player that was important
that got selected. What's kind of funny, though, is like after the first pick with Caitlin Clark, like Caitlin Clark probably had a boring night for the most part, just celebrating herself.
Like,
I know she had the Prada on, and she's the first athlete to ever have Prada sponsor her fit for a NBA or WNBA draft. That's cool for her. But for her, it was boring. She's known she's gone to the Fever ever since she declared for the WNBA draft. So, like, it started really at two with Cameron Brink, and she ends up going to the LA Sparks. Angel Reese, I think, was the seventh pick.
She was seven, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, in the end of the day, I thought it was nice. I thought it was nice and a good showing of where we're at with women's basketball and the growth of the game. For Caitlin Clark, though, I did look at her, and I know that WNBA contracts are going to be under scrutiny now. But, like, it is kind of wild to think Caitlin Clark, and I know she's going to make way more money than this with her endorsements with Gatorade and everything else. Those will carry over. But 4 years, $338,000 is just not – for her and her level of celebrity, that is severely underpaid. And I know it's a rookie-scale contract for the WNBA, and she's just going to take it as it goes. But her making $76,500 in her first – year, her rookie year in the WNBA, when people are going to be tuning in, it's going to be a hot ticket in Indiana. People are going to probably fill up
Have you seen the jerseys? The jersey sales?
Oh, they're probably way up. Like, yeah. And maybe she probably gets money off of that.
She has surpassed Trevor Lawrence as the number one selling
rookie
jersey.
She probably gets money off that too. But to think about, like, game one for the Fever at home will probably. They'll probably make more money than her entire rookie contract.
Oh, yeah, the actual Fever,
like
the team?
Like maybe. They're probably going to sell out everything, the boxes, the courtside seats, and she's making $76,500 from this damn league. And I understand, like, you have to make money and you have to, you know, deal with what's in front of you. But damn, like, it's just jarring to see that be the case. Now, I'll say this about Caitlin Clark, what does strike me about her going to the WNBA. She has a serious target on her back. I think that's very, very clear. I think it was during the Women's National Championship on the alternate broadcast, you had Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi talking about, oh, she's going to get her butt beat. She's going to get beat up in her first year. And I think Kelsey Plum mentioned it as well. Kelsey Plum said, you guys beat the hell out of me my rookie year. I was terrible my rookie year. I don't think Caitlin Clark's going to be bad by any stretch of imagination.
She's going to be splashing from
30.
There's definitely
going to be a learning curve for her to a certain extent with a little bit more physicality and just a lot more just better talent in the WNBA. But I still think she's going to be phenomenal. But don't count out the fact that a lot of these vets seem to be rubbed the wrong way by her. They feel there's definitely a little bit of jealousy going on. With the women that have been in the WNBA for a while and Caitlin Clark. And it's a little bit frustrating. I would say, you know, to Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird, be physical with her, play, have competitiveness with her. But I never found any reason to try to tear her down before she plays one game in the WNBA. It does no good for anybody.
It's actually one reason. I think I'm going to be a Feverhead. I think that's I think that's going to be my WNBA team. I'm also going to be partial to the Sparks because I'm a big fan of Brink.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was also Candace Parker's team, so I followed them when I was a kid because she was my favorite player from Tennessee women's basketball, of course, absolute legend. And I can't jump in with the Aces. That feels bandwagon.
Yeah,
I need to start on the ground level with the team. That's why, like, I'm somewhat rooting for the Kraken in hockey.
Yeah,
you know, I like to start ground level with teams. I got to build my relationship with them. But when it comes to like the contract conversations, it is just one of those reasons, though, why Caitlin Clark in this draft class specifically, and then Juju and, you know, and Paige and those, and then women that are coming after them, it feels like there is going to be a major impact here because the more eyeballs
yes.
and the more support
the
they
more
get,
money they make.
We will see those contracts
right.
continue to rise. So that is why, you know, as an audience, we have, you know, we can help them make more money and just paying attention, talking about it, lifting it up as a platform. So that's what we can do to help these women get more money because they are deserved, because she's going to be one of the hottest tickets, not just in women's sports, but in sports in general. I mean, we're talking about it right now, and it was exciting to watch last night because it really does feel like that the first WNBA class that's going to have national impact on the game and really lift them up. So I'm excited to see where it
goes
from here.
It's like there's a little bit of a corner being turned.
Sure.
And that's
why it's been so confusing why the old heads have been reacting to some of the younger players this way. You would think that they'd be helping them in opening the door. I understand a competitive edge and that stuff, but trashing them on national television and saying, you can't be the best because you didn't win a title when you played with a dream team.
That's stupid.
Come on.
Let me do this, though, because I think there is, like, I'll play devil's advocate for a second. The NBA, a lot of the reason that we really love the NBA is because some of the drama and some of the things that are said on podcasts around the league. Draymond's podcast makes, you know, national headlines when he talks trash.
He's
about
not
everyone.
Trashing
but,
college
no,
players,
no, no,
though.
I get that, but, like, there's drama built up between players that sort of help us, oh, this game's going to be phenomenal because Draymond and Dylan Brooks hate each other. Like, that drama off of the floor definitely translates to more eyeballs on the floor.
Sure.
So that's my devil's advocate. I disagree with Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi saying what they said and doing what they have done and sort of hating on her before she plays a WNBA game and doubting what she can do her rookie year. I think that's stupid. But I do see, like, this avenue where you create more drama, create more headlines, and more eyeballs may follow.
I don't think that they're that. I don't think that that's what they're doing.
I agree.
I'm with you. I totally understand, you know, the competitive edge and that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day,
I don't think Diana Taurasi,
like,
and Sue Bird had a conversation
Dylan
saying,
Brooks
let's hate on
provoke.
Caitlin Clark. But no, like, I agree with you. I don't think they had a conversation before the broadcast to say, hey, you know, let's hate on Caitlin Clark so we can create some drama heading into next year. No,
you want to use LeBron as an example. Yeah, he had a beef with Dylan Brooks, but Dylan did kind of provoke that. But we've seen this year during pressers him lift up players like GG Jackson. Like, that's kind of what I mean. You can do both. It just feels like
young players should probably be lifted up.
It just feels like jealousy. Like, it really does.
And I think that, like, I brought up the difference between how Victor Wembanyama was talked about by NBA players and Caitlin Clark, and I think they're in a similar level from a celebrity standpoint, from the hopes and dreams of a franchise being completely thrown onto them. Like, Victor Wembanyama, you ask LeBron James around the draft about him, he's an alien, he's unbelievable, he's going to take over the league, he's going to be an MVP. That's what they were saying, whereas Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird
are
saying, we're physical as hell in this league, she better get ready. Like, it's just a little different. It's definitely a little bit different. But I can see the other side of it where it's like, oh, drama created, maybe creates a more compelling product on the floor.
I'm fired up for next season.
Now,
I can't wait for that first game. It's
going to
be awesome.
I don't want to spend too much time on these idiots at OutKick, but I'm going to do it. An embarrassment of a sports media outlet. There's a guy by the name of Dan Zakshesky.
Sure.
Zakshesky. He wrote a story because he was up in arms about being denied access. He did not get a credential. OutKick didn't get a credential for the WNBA draft. And he wrote this article about how he didn't get it because the WNBA doesn't want their athletes being asked, like Dawn Staley was asked by OutKick, about trans women playing in the WNBA, playing women's sports. You shouldn't have been allowed access, Dan. Why the hell does Caitlin Clark have to be subjected to questioning like that? Go to the damn NFL draft and ask Roger Goodell. Like, ask, if you're going to ask Caitlin Clark, ask anybody else. That's not something she should have to ask or answer to. That's not something Kathy Engelbert should have to ask to as the WNBA commissioner. Like, it's just stupid to me that they just create this. They're a political organization, quite frankly, political media outlet that tries to act like they're a sports media outlet. And they try to act like they flip, oh, we talk sports until politics intersect and we have to call a spade. But no, that's not how it works. You guys are strictly political and you do a little bit of sports along the way. And for this moron, Dan Zakshesky, I shouldn't even say his name, to write a damn column about how he was so up in arms that he was not allowed access to the WNBA draft to ask them about trans women playing in the WNBA or playing in women's sports. Give me a damn break. No one wanted to see that. No one wanted to see you ask those questions. The people that you're going to ask those questions to aren't the people you should be asking those questions to. You're just trying to make headlines. And what I was always told, you in journalism, growing up, don't make yourself the story.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the main thing he did, was make himself an Outkick the story. It's embarrassing, and they should be ashamed of themselves, but they don't seem to have shame. They don't seem to have shame. But I'm going to leave it at that. Let's go ahead and get up out of here. We'll grab a break, and we'll come back with a rewind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.